You know, it's been 20 years since we legally executed a witch on this campus, but our lawyers are working very hard with the federal government to ensure that we can continue to practice our religion the way the Holy Bible tells us to. Exodus 22:18 says, "Suffer not a witch to live." Deuteronomy 18, verse 10 says, "There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch." God is very clear here, folks. He doesn't want witches, or as they call themselves today, Wiccans, to live. We're supposed to be killing witches. If we don't, we're disobeying God. Jesus would weep tears of joy if he leaned down off his cloud and sniffed up the burning flesh of a witch this Halloween. Wouldn't that ruin Satan's little birthday party? Praise God. It's just a shame that the United States government has placed restrictions on the biblically mandated practice of witch burning. Now we have to waste taxpayers' money to have old Miss Delaney sit out in our jail for practicing witchcraft. She had poor little Christian girls coming into her house to get cured of their colds. You know how she did it? She was putting toads in their mouth and transferring the sickness into those vile creatures. After the toads crawled out from the sweet lips of those precious children of God, their little frog snouts would be sneezing so loud it would wake a demon. It's witchcraft, and it happened right here under our noses, at the last real Christian church in America. That cackling old whore, oh, would even make it rain every time she gave her cat a bath. That devil's harlot has no business breathing in the same Christian air we breathe. Yet we have to keep her alive in her own jail until the so-called federal government allows us to burn her at the stake. You wouldn't believe the paperwork required to make something like that happen today. But it will happen. People in America are getting serious about God again. They're starting to read the Bible again. And they're starting to come around.